Saga Egmont presents The Pharmacist by Justin David, read by Matthew Biddulph. For Nathan Evans. Our hearts are connected by a string, as slender and as silken and strong as that which a spider spins. We don't see things as they are, we see things as we are. Anais Nin. To paint oneself is to paint the portrait of a man who is going to die. Relationships are mirrors. The painter looks to the mirror to paint himself. The lover looks into his lover to love himself. Robert O. Lenkevich. Billy is in his usual spot, leaning against the wall of the pub, taking photographs and savouring a beer after a stressful week at work. Through half-closed eyes, he zooms in on an old man talking with the flower seller on the opposite side of Columbia Road Flower Market. A bunch of bright pink gerberas is being wrapped up, and then money is exchanging hands. Even from where he's standing, Billy can see it's more money than the cost of a bunch of flowers, and the flower seller is counting it out to the old man. Not the other way round. Billy lowers the camera. The old man in the cream linen suit turns, and for a split second, in the fiery glare of summer, across the street, he and Billy are smiling at each other. Billy acknowledges him with a nod, but then he appears a little self-conscious under his cream Panama. The old man looks back, shiftily, at the flower seller, who's nudging him with the bunch of gerberas. He takes the flowers. Billy watches them nodding agreeably to each other and, as they are shaking hands, he sees the old man quickly pass something, a tiny packet, to the flower seller, who winks as they exchange inaudible words. Often, on Sunday lunchtimes, Billy comes here to take photographs and chat to the traders selling the last of their flowers. He's attracted by the atmosphere of the market and enjoys the eccentric postmodern revivalists in their vintage costumes and designer accessories who posture and parade as if the street were a catwalk. Yet, on this occasion, he's gripped by this debonair gentleman. Billy disregards the transaction he thought might have taken place. It's the old man he's interested in. He must live locally. Billy's seen him at least 3 times before, here on the street. Unmistakable. When the old man walks, trailing rich, aromatic smoke from his pipe, he holds himself taut and regal. This graceful image of a man is enough to spark Billy's interest for unconventional behaviour, and he manages a couple of good shots of the man amid his photographs of the flowers. From his place in the sunlight, he observes the old man doff his hat and say goodbye to the flower seller, punctuated by a flourish of his hand. Look at that, thinks Billy. The flare, the twirl. He loves that the man doesn't conform to any normal code of behaviour, swanning swiftly through the crowds of fashionably dressed people carrying freshly cut flowers. The old gentleman disappears round the corner into Laburnum Road. Billy follows quickly to see if he can get another shot to take back to the studio. The old man fascinates him, and he wonders if he may have found a new subject. The gentleman heads down the East End street towards the Victorian maisonettes where Billy lives. It's a great surprise to him to see the old man take a key from his pocket and slip into the communal entrance of his building, Billy's building. Oh my God, Billy says out loud before reaching the front door. He lives upstairs. After that, Billy doesn't see his mystery man again for days. While he's curious about the old man living upstairs, he's hardly had time to unpack, let alone introduce himself to the neighbours. Perhaps even a week goes by before he hears anything more than the old man's footsteps or the cackle of friends sloshing wine around upstairs. One morning, they meet in the little entrance hall to their maisonettes. They greet each other with the stiff, ceremonious air of businessmen, neither quite knowing how to react. Having